day to do a little stepping. He shakes his bone to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
I was thumbing through an empty stretch of Highway 61 when a semi stopped and a voice boomed out, "Climbing up here, son." So I thanked the Lord and got on board, and much to my surprise, the driver was a midget, about one-third my size. He said, "Howdy, I'm Dub Dudley, and I'm hauling toxic waste." He took a swig from a fifth of Jack's and offered me a taste. And though his head just barely cleared the top of the steering wheel, he didn't need to see that much. He drove that rig by feel. Well, we passed the time by singing every song that driver knew. It didn't take us all that long, he could only remember two. Then we came upon a diner, and he braked the rig real slow. Said, "This here's the end of the line, friend, afraid you'll have to go."
Bye-bye.
So I climbed on down and turned around, said, "Partner, it's been real." He threw me a counterfeit 20, said, "Buy yourself a meal." So I thanked him much and went inside and ordered up some grub. Said, "I just rode with a midget trucker by the name of Dub." Well, you could have heard a pin drop, and I swear I think I did. Waitress finally broke the spell. She said, "You listen, kid. You may think you're being funny, but you're just talking trash. Dub Dudley died 5 years ago in an awful fiery crash."
Oh, no.
Oh, I just sat there staring. I couldn't believe my ears, because driving with the undead is one of my basic fears. I threw the 20 at the plate and got myself outside. I ran into the darkness, looking for a place to hide. The sheriff finally found me, shaking in a ditch. He said, "Son, you're drunk or crazy, and I mean to find out which." I shouted, "I ain't neither. I'm just a mite upset about that all-night diner and a trucker I just met.
About third by side."
Sheriff led me to his car. He didn't say a word, but finally muttered softly, "I guess you haven't heard. That diner burned right to the ground 5 years ago this night. I was first one on the scene. Lordy, what a sight."
Oh, no.
Some crazy truckers lost control and drove his rig right through. The place went up like an atom bomb. Not much I could do. The toxic waste and burger grease sure were awful smelling. As soon as they met, the chain reaction was just like Mount St. Helens.
Kaboom!
We drove a spell in silence. Then he turned and said, "You ain't the first to have a meal at the diner of the dead." I jumped out of that cruiser and landed in the road. Sheriff kept right on rolling, never even slowed.
So long.
Then I saw a tractor with a farmer and his wife. I was never so glad to see someone before in all my life. I told him about the diner and what the sheriff said. Well, they stared like I was crazy. Sheriff Taylor's dead.
Wow.
He died the night the diner blew, way back in 63. The flames died down, we looked around, but only found his knee.
Wow.
A noxious cloud was formed that night, 40 acres wide. And everyone who breathed its fumes coughed up blood and died. I was breathing heavy as that farmer spun his tail. My hands were cold and clammy. My face was drawn and pale. I screamed, "But ain't there no one still living in this place?" He just stood there with an evil grin upon his face. Then the farmer and his missus started tearing at my skin. Oh no, they must be zombies. Some days I just can't win. I'm dead like all the others, and I'm warning you, stay away. 'Cause once you're here, you'll never leave Ghost County, USA.
Ghost County, USA. Ghost County, USA. Ghost County, USA.
Hey!
Ghost County, USA.
County, USA.
Ghost County, USA. That's a new one by Travesty Limited. Yes, the same folks who brought you the Rock and Roll Doctor back in the 80s. Fine comedy and music troupe from our nation's capital that's back on the scene after a little hiatus there. Travesty Limited in Ghost County,